With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters. In Washington, Lebanon and Israel have held direct diplomatic talks for the first time in decades. Tuesday's more than two-hour meeting at the State Department came after more than a month of conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says there's one major topic in those talks with Lebanon.
Israel and Lebanon don't have any major disputes between them. The problem is Hezbollah, and this is the problem we must address.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the talks a historic opportunity, while Israel's ambassador to the U.S. hailed what he called a convergence of opinion about removing Hezbollah's influence from Lebanon. There was a strong earthquake in Nevada last night.
A magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck a rural part of Nevada just before 6:30 p.m. Monday night. The epicenter was about 13 miles east of the town of Silver Springs, rattling residents, knocking merchandise off store shelves. Resident Tyra Fuller.
It was pretty bad. I thought the house was going to bounce off the foundation.
Tyra says she's not new to earthquakes.
I'm originally from Southern Cal, and we get rollers down there for the most part. This wasn't a roller, this was a bounce.
While the shaking only lasted about 20 seconds.
This was a complete shock.
Sound courtesy, Colo News, Nevada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Diplomats are working through back channels to arrange a new round of talks between the United States and Iran. As Washington enacted its blockade of Iranian ports, Tehran threatened to retaliate by striking targets across the war-weary region. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points, the Nasdaq rose 455, the S&P advanced 81. This is SRN News. Americans support religious freedom, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near-unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It'll be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. wholesale prices surged last month as the Iran war drove up the cost of energy.
The Labor Department reported Tuesday that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.5% from February and 4% from March of 2025. The year-over-year gains was the biggest in more than 3 years. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A Tesla executive expects the company's Shanghai factory to help pave the way for the mass production of humanoid robots.
The comments by a Tesla vice president in Shanghai come as the U.S. electric vehicle giant pivots to robotics. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is urging a focus on AI and robotics and a reduced concentration on car sales. Rich Thomason reporting.
Despite ongoing concerns about the oil markets and the war in Iran, a booming day on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 317 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.